Saga Egmont presents Notes from an Island by Tove Jansson and Tuulikki Pietala, translated from Swedish by Thomas Teal and read by Sandy Toksvig. Chapter 1. I love rock. Sheer cliffs that drop straight into the ocean, unscalable mountain peaks, pebbles in my pocket. I love prizing stones out of the ground, heaving them aside, and letting the biggest ones roll down the granite slope into the water. As they rumble away, they leave behind an acrid whiff of sulphur. Searching for building stones, or just for pretty rocks to make mosaics, bulwarks, terraces, supports, smoke ovens, strange, unusable structures made just for the sake of constructing, and for making piers, which the sea will carry away next autumn, and which I'll rebuild better for the sea to carry away all over again. I am a sculptor's daughter, but Tutti's papa was a carpenter, so she loves wood, whether she's working with beautiful heavy lumber or playing with featherweight balsa. We searched for juniper in the woods. Along the shore we managed to find unfamiliar hardwoods with unknown names. From these, Tutti carved the kinds of tiny objects that take time and infinite patience. For example, the smallest salt spoon ever made. But, says Tutti, when you're building big, that's completely different. You need determination and total confidence in your ability to estimate and measure and get things right down to the centimetre. No, to the millimetre. Sometimes we build things to be solid and lasting, and sometimes to be beautiful. Sometimes, both. Incidentally, Tutti does her wood engravings in beech or pear, and her woodcuts mostly in birch. She often discussed materials with Albert Gustafsson in his boat shed in Pellinga. They also talked about boats. He gave her some small pieces of teak and mahogany to play with, and Tutti took them home and came up with some totally new ideas. It was Albert who built our boat in 1962 of mahogany, 4 metres long, clinker built. It was the prettiest boat anyone had ever seen along that whole part of the coast. She was strong and agile and positively danced on the waves. Her name was Victoria because both Tutti's father and mine were named Victor. Later, as the summers passed, Victoria became more and more Tutti's boat because she loved it the most and lavished care and attention on it. There are many words for island: isle, skerry, holm, reef, atoll, key. The coastal charts for Pellinga Archipelago show a crescent of uninhabited skerries west of Glossholm, perhaps the result of a capriciously formed ridge down on the sea floor. Kummelskar is the largest and prettiest pearl in this necklace. I was still very young when I decided I'd be the lighthouse keeper on Kummelskar. Granted, the only thing out there was a blinker beacon, but I was going to build something much bigger, a lighthouse so tall that I could see and watch over the whole eastern Gulf of Finland. That is, when I grew up and was rich. Gradually, my dream of the unattainable changed and became a game with the feasible, and eventually merely a stubborn, irritated refusal to give up, until finally the fishing association told me, in so many words, that I was going to distress the salmon. So that was the end of that. But about 2.5 nautical miles from Kummelskar, in towards the coast, there were some small islands that no one really cared about. One of them was Breddskar, and it was available for leasing. It's remarkable that such a huge, enduring disappointment can so quickly be forgotten, exchanged for a new infatuation. But so it was. All of us who moved to Breddskar came quickly to the conclusion that we had found paradise. We improved and impaired in high spirits. We had everything, albeit in miniature, a little forest with a woodland path, a little beach with a safe place for the boat, even a little marsh with some tufts of cotton grass. We were proud of our island. And we wanted to get approval to show it off. We asked people out, and they came, and came back, summer after summer, more and more. Sometimes.